Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
Rolling with Blizz and the Prodigal Son. Thank you for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio. That's what's up. All right, this is episode 15. Once again, 4 weeks strong. Off the top, just congratulations to us. Congratulations to us for being on the air for just almost a solid month now. We're going on, you know what I'm saying? It'll be a month this week. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? P-Reg affiliated has just walked in the building.
Yeah,
once again.
Yeah. You know how it go, man. K100.
I didn't have to kill him. I had it cocked, but he was only one, like 30 seconds late for work. He just got here.
Yeah.
What the business is, man? I'm your host, Blizzle, man. This is K100 Internet Radio, man. Thank y'all for tuning in once again for the 15th episode of the show. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing this thing seasonally. We're going to be breaking this thing down on CDs and getting it out to the streets of the people. Let them know what they've been missing. Got a lot of things in the work. Got a lot of big plans and power moves for the show. All right? Just opened up the MySpace page today. Okay? So we on MySpace. Having a little difficulty changing that ID to match. Like, I don't know what's going on with that. I had to tussle with that day. But the MySpace page is also officially up for all y'all MySpace fans out there. I know a lot of y'all don't do Facebook and you don't do Twitter, but goddamn it, everybody got a motherfucking MySpace. So I went on ahead and started the MySpace page. Just do a search, K100 Internet Radio. You can find us on there. Or you can just do a search for me, your host, Blizzum, MySpace.com/Blizzum, and it's one of my top friends. You know what I'm saying? Just go in there, find the show. We have all the episodes available for you on MySpace. So if you know you're not really a Facebook fan, I can understand that. But now we on MySpace. Now we all over. Now you ain't got no excuse. All right. So that's a little news I had to bring to y'all first off. You know what I'm saying? Just get this thing cracking. Let y'all know we on the MySpace now. This is K100 Internet Radio. Stands for keeping it 100% real. You understand what I'm saying? That's what it's short for. That's what we call it, K100. You dig? We only got one rule on the show. And that is, no fake shit, okay? That's it, man. It's so easy. It's so simple. And every night, every day, a motherfucker break this goddamn rule. I don't know why we keep going. We're going to say this every fucking day. And every day somebody's going to do it. I don't give a fuck if it's 2 years from now, nigga. Somebody still going to come up here and say some. Somebody going to call here and say some flaw shit.
But we gonna get a sample. But when you break the rule, all we got to do is shoot.
Yeah. But until then, we'll just kill your ass. Fucking 40 cal bitches. We murder fake people on the show. Bus shots. Fucking rappers.
Haters, we'd like to hear from you too.
Damn it.
We'd like to hear from you too, haters.
I know we're giving rappers and rap and hip hop and the whole shit a bad name. You know, if y'all don't know, K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment.
Chainless!
The record label by the same name. You understand? I'm the CEO. P. Red is also on the label. You feel what I'm saying? We've been going 12 years strong. Got some projects in the street. We're putting some more out there. We're going hard, all right? This is just another extension of the family. Another power move, okay? Don't get it fucked up, all right? So I did all that. Oh, yeah, let me run down the whole little shit. Once again, this is also a platform for artists to play, get their music played and spin.
Any artist.
Yeah, any artist. Any artist only, man. If you already own, don't be calling up here talking about you want to hear Jeezy and the new Plies and fuck that. Kill yourself. God damn it, you can listen to regular radio. Them niggas all over. They already getting all the exposure they need. They don't need nothing from the underground. And this shit is raw, uncut, and motherfucking underground, okay? So we will not be spinning niggas with record deals. We will be spinning niggas with independent deals out here on their grind that's got some good music that deserve to be heard. We also a record label ourselves, so we sure as fuck gonna play our shit. You don't like that, you really can get the hell on.
Hey, until these niggas start coming out here supporting K1 on it, we will not play that shit.
Right.
Believe that.
Right.
One come through, we gonna play that one music.
Right.
So y'all niggas listen to Catch the Fuck Up.
Right, that's right. Y'all call in and support the show or whatever, then we gonna spin you, man. You feel me? Y'all wanna get the little 5-minute interview is nothing, man. We gonna spin it. All we ask is that you have some good music, man. That's it. We ain't gonna spin no whack shit. We do got some standards around this bitch. All right? So you give us some good music, man, and we're going to spin you. We're going to give you an interview. We're going to let you tell the people what you got going on, where they can find you. You need a MySpace, a Facebook, or some kind of internet presence, because in order for our services, you know, for exposing you out here on our platform, all we want you to do is, you know, embed our player onto your page, and that's it. All right, so if you got music you want to send to us or you want to get at us about submitting some music, the email to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K. The number 100 radio, K100 radio, all one word at gmail.com. And also, if you're a listener and you like want to bring up, you it's a specific topic that you want to bring up. If you're not on Facebook and you're not a part of the Facebook forum, which is where we get a lot of the subject from, we get most of our subjects because we started out on Facebook as a group page, and the group page be off the chain, and people should be bringing up all kind of shit, and so we bring it to the show. But if you're not on Facebook and you still want to holler at us or you got a suggestion, yo, email us too, man. You can email us and hit us up and be like, yo, I want to talk about this shit right here. And if we feel like it's a hot topic, if it's controversial enough, if it's going to get some people talking, we'll talk about it, all right? We ain't got to get the shit from Facebook. We like to because we get plenty of material, because if you don't know about Facebook, that shit be off the chain every day. It'd be some crazy shit going on and crazy shit in the world, all right? But please email us at K100Radio if you got any suggestions. If it's something about the show that you like, don't like, holler at us, all right? And don't get on the motherfucking air and try and call me out, because goddamn, I'm going to tell you, look here, shawty, hey. Pump your motherfucking brakes. This our shit, all right? That's what the fuck I'm going to tell you. Don't try and goddamn give me no criticism on the goddamn air.
No tongue wrestling up here. We
tongue will, wrestling with us.
Because you will lose. Shit. You will lose.
I'm just going to cut your ass off.
So click. You lost. Take it in the face.
Click. You know what I'm saying? All right. So that's the ground rules, man. Like I said, you know, email the show if you want to get your music played or if you want any suggestions about the show. We did that. We told you, you know what I'm saying? Don't be fake. We will kill you. All right. We got all that. You know what I'm saying? We pretty much running it down. All right. We did that in a pretty short time. All right. Call us. The number to call in, or listeners, the number to call in is 347-934-0966. Once again, that's 347-934-0966. If you want to holler at us, all right, when you're on the line, you can't just call or listen through on your phone. But if you want to holler at us, make sure you hit the number one on the keypad if you want to give you 2 cents about what we're talking about today. All right? We on here Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m., all right? Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. Spread the word. We'll send you out a text. Let us know. If you want to get on our email list, if you want to be on our email list for events and stuff that we're going to have coming up in the future, make sure you email us. Send us your email address to K100Radio. All right, we need to build up this email base, okay? We got a lot of listeners and a lot of followers. We got a lot of people on our text, but we need to build up this email list, okay, so we can be a powerhouse on this internet platform. So please, if you are a frequent listener of the show, please email us at K100Radio@gmail.com from your phone or do whatever, or send us a text, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? And let us know what your email address is, okay? So we can put you on the email list. That's real important. Real important. We need everybody's email address. We got to build up this movement. K100radio@gmail.com. And once again, the MySpace page is up and running. All right? Uh-oh, my bad. I ain't put my phone on vibrate.
Oh, yeah.
Let me kill myself. Fuck, man.
Yep, the rule does apply to the host and the co-host.
Damn it, man. That was my phone, y'all. My bad. That was my phone. Shit. All right. We right back at it. So, tonight's topic, P-Reds Affiliated. I'm going to tell them what it is. All right. Real simple. I got one simple question. And it's real easy. And people have been texting me back and hitting me up on the Facebook with different opinions already. This is going to be one of them male-female type shits where niggas see it one way
and the female see it another way.
I don't know why it always got to be like that. I don't know why y'all can't just goddamn conform and goddamn understand. But anyway, this is the question of the day, people. Can females and males... Now, listen. This is important. We talk about somebody that's attractive. Can two attractive female people, you know what I'm saying, people of the opposite sex, can they just be friends? Now, when I say just be friends, I'm talking about... I ain't talking about like your coworker that you just goddamn speak to every now and again.
We talking about brother sister type.
You feel me? Well, not even necessarily that. I'm talking about, can you just always, like, let's say y'all just go out to the movies every now and again. Y'all go out to eat,
Now, we ain't talking about one of your coworkers that you just see every now and again at work. That's easy. You can't fuck nobody at work. You can flirt a little bit, but ain't nothing going to go down. We're talking about when y'all can actually be at each other's place, one-on-one, nobody there but y'all, and y'all just cool, y'all just friends, all right? Don't nothing go down. Both of y'all look, both of y'all attractive. The male attractive, the female attractive, can y'all just be friends? You understand what I'm saying? Now, and also the sidebar to the question is, if you in a relationship, will you allow your girlfriend, wifey, whatever the hell you want to call her, will you allow, you know what I'm saying, ladies, will you allow your man to have a female friend that he always hanging with, you feel me? And, you know, just like one of his partners, like one of his niggas, they go out to the club and all that kind of bullshit right together, you know what I mean? And fellas, will you let your woman have a dude that they cool with like that, all right? So that's the question. Can male and female just be friends, two attractive male and female people just be friends without nothing ever going down? And also, would you let your wifey or your husband or boyfriend or whatever have a real close female friend that they always hang with one-on-one? Like they just homeboys. You know what I'm saying? All right? That's the question today. Now, as always, what we're going to do is we're going to give our motherfucking opinion about this shit. All right? Now, you go ahead and go, P-Reg, and then I'll go. And then call us. Call us up. 347-934-0966. Call us up. 347.
The truth of the matter is, shit ain't going to work, bro.
What you mean it ain't going to work?
It ain't going to work. You cannot do it. I am a living proof witness.
Uh-huh.
I was cool with a female like that for about 8 years.
Uh-huh.
We was cool like that. You know, go over our house, we kick it, she come over mine. You know, because she started out fucking with my roommate at the time.
Right.
But, you know, we was real cool. We just ain't real cool after the fact. But about 8 years after the fact, I was over her house, you know, one night after a car party or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Spent the night over there or whatever.
Right.
The next day, I got up to get ready to leave. She takes a shower and going to the room and asked me to bring her something out of the bathroom. When I walk in there, she's sitting there with her legs cocked open and asking me for some dick.
Damn.
After 8 years, I it hurt me. I'm like,
it hurts you. Wait a minute, that hurts?
Yeah, that's like a fucker to me, man. I didn't look at her like that. I didn't look at her like that.
Hold on. I mean,
she's about my roommate. We were just real cool, though. I never looked at her like that. Like, I'm a fucker, you know.
Right.
Whatever. I just didn't do it.
So
you know, hey, if y'all think y'all can do it, tell us, ladies, if you think it can go down like that, please call up the K100 and give us y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all answer to the question that we posing for tonight. Cause I want to know.
All right. Now I'm going to tell you my opinion.
You don't play with the pussy?
I mean, no.
You don't felt the dick? Something?
Hold on. Listen. I feel what you're saying. I feel like even if you try to do it, you feel what I'm saying? Even if you try to do it, you know what I'm saying? You can do it, and it may last some years, like you said, 8 years.
But it's going to shake some.
At some motherfucking point.
It's going to shake some.
It might not be that first year, y'all cool. Y'all might have been friends since, like, goddamn high school or some shit. You feel what I'm saying? But what I'm saying, hold on. We got another goddamn in-house guest tonight. Colonel Keeler from the Facebook Army.
Yeah, because I know y'all niggas going to be acting straight stupid.
What you mean?
Talking about this friend shit.
What you mean? You can't have friends? You can't have a female.
Y'all know it's
been a good
partner.
Look.
That shit she been talking. You right here sitting by me. I got the no partner.
All right, so look, check this out. All right, we got P Red. We got P Red affiliated, and we also got Kern Aquila in studio tonight.
Yes,
the special guest. You feel me? All the rest of my officers, I'm gonna need for y'all to swing through, especially all y'all ones that live in Atlanta. Damn it, man. This is our second visit. What the fuck? Major! General! Damn it. Okay, so we already did the intro. Of course, she knows she's a little bit on CP time, but, you know, I'm going to let her slide.
Oh, no, you got to kill her. Fuck that.
I got to kill her?
You got to kill her.
Man, you can't kill me.
Hey,
that's
not a problem.
You didn't show up one day. At least I came.
Oh, you talking shit?
Oh, yeah. Don't try to change your ass and come.
All right. So we're going to have some fun tonight. So like I said, okay, P-Ray said, hell no. He said he was friends with his homegirl for goddamn 8 years. And one day, nigga, she just came and was like, nigga, busted open. Okay, so that do you feel like that killed the friendship?
Man, I don't even fuck with her. I don't even talk to her no more.
Nigga.
I don't even talk to him no more.
You don't talk to him no more?
I mean, it was sour on her part. You know, I was feeling cool. I was just like, hey, I can't give you the dick. You know what I'm saying? I don't even look at you like that. But she was like, shit.
Did she take it?
No.
You ain't give it to her?
No, I ain't give it to her. Y'all was beating all her partners, man. You know me? I'm fucking all her partners.
Right.
I guess they told her, you know, hey, shit.
Oh.
She wanted to try me one day after eight. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Shit.
I feel like this right here. You feel what I'm saying?
Here we go.
No.
Hey, tell the nigga, come on, give me that. No,
all right. First of all, I can't sit here in front because I do feel I'm kind of like hypocritical with this shit. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm like, okay, I feel like at the same time, no, you can't do that. You feel me? I feel like at some point, goddamn it, you know what I'm saying? You gonna goddamn try that motherfucker at some point, like you said.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that. But then again, I have actually had female friends that I've had for years. You feel me? I used to have a female roommate. Everybody who know me, shouts out to Nikki Dangerous. You know what I'm saying? She might be listening. That was my dog. We lived together for fucking damn near almost 4 years in the house together. Plenty of nights. Both of us, cool people, attractive people. You feel what I'm saying? Plenty of nights we could have mashed. We never did. You feel what I'm saying?
I had to understand.
You feel me? So, you know what I mean?
That conversation probably I already talked about. I already understood.
That conversation was talking about I already understood with you and your friend. What happened?
No, it wasn't really talked about. I just didn't think the motherfucker was going to try me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never told her like shit. I was just like, we've been cool too long. You want to give me the pussy, man?
I mean, I'm
standing there and you laying up busting it open?
Listen, man. What I'm saying is, all right, listen. I'm saying that you
your roommate butt naked.
I ain't never seen a butt naked before.
The one you stayed with 4 years?
I ain't never seen a butt naked. I seen her titties one time.
You know what I'm saying?
That was an accident.
Hey, it wasn't no accident, nigga. She tried. She might have tried
it. No, it was an accident. For literally. That's it. That's the worst.
You seen the skin?
That's the worst. We never even went there. You feel what I'm saying?
My roommate seen me butt naked.
He sure?
It was a man.
He sure?
We ain't do it, though. We ain't never do it.
Okay. Hey, but he was fucked up.
Hold on. Wait, time out. Hold on. Time out. First of all, did he want to do it? That's the question.
Yeah.
Okay. So right now, listen, man. Hold on. Let me go ahead.
You see that dog ass.
Oh, first of all, go ahead and say what you got to say about the situation. What you think?
Well, I'm not with that bullshit. No, ain't no female friends.
Ain't no female friends.
Nigga, I'm your friend. What you want me to be? Your friend, dirty school teacher, NASA secretary, I'd be all that, but I'm your friend.
Now, you talking about your man, you mean?
Yeah, I'm talking about
my man. Well, see, we had two parts of the question. First of all, the first part of the question was, do you even think that people can have a female, opposite sex friend? And then the second part of the question was, would you allow your man to do it? That's two different questions. Now I'm going to tell you right now. Hold on. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't have female friends, but that's why I said I'm going to be hypocritical. Yeah, I have had female friendship. Oh, but my old lady, I ain't with all that shit. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't with all that shit. You can have a male friend, but all that goddamn you and your homeboy going to the club, y'all just gonna go out to eat and man,
we don't do that.
I don't give a fuck how long y'all been friends. You feel me? Now if your homeboy that you went to school with back in the day, you know what I'm saying? And he got like he throwing a party or something like that right there, and that's your homeboy, y'all been cool forever, and you wanna go, okay, you and your homegirls mount up and y'all all go out together to the nigga event or whatever. That's different. But you and him, nigga, just hanging, nigga? Where the fuck they do that?
Shit, that's a question mark.
Not in my circle.
But some people going to say, okay, because you're going to have some people call, oh, we got somebody raising their hand. I'm coming to you, 404, hold on. You're going to have some people come stay up here tonight. That's trust. You don't trust your person. You don't trust your man or your woman or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You got to trust them in order.
Hold on. It's a person fuckable.
I said both people attractive.
Oh, well, shit.
I said that off the top. Everybody.
You don't want me to be your man friend. Let me tell you right now.
God damn. She said that she don't get into a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't say I was going to fuck him. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? He might get attached.
Man.
Oh shit.
Man, here she go.
All right, we going through the line.
All world.
We got some.
Oh shit.
She throwing up. She shooting birds. Damn it, man. Gangster. Okay. 404-563. Get at me.
Hey, Blue.
Hey, what's going on? Oh, is this Veronica McFucking there?
Yes.
All righty, Veronica McFucking.
I guess that's my name. That's my name.
What you think, Veronica? Can males and females just be friends? And will you let your man have a female that he claimed that's just a friend? Go ahead.
If the opposite sex is gay or lesbian, that's, you know, because I got a friend, and I think he kind of.
We're not talking about, no. We're talking about straight.
No, that's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is no, they can't.
So
especially if they, I mean, if they look good, if they bust it, yeah, I can be your friend all day long. But if you look good, I'm going to eventually want some.
That's the
so, no, I can't be your friend.
Okay. You know? So, and, I mean, listen, so you can't be, are you saying this for your man, or are you saying you can't even have a male friend?
I've tried it, and it don't work unless they bust it. If they jacked up, bad breath, then I can be your friend all day long. But I mean, as far as me, and I mean, I don't think guys can do it either. I just don't think so. I mean, because if my man got a female friend and we going through problems, if he started to confide in her, then it just depends on how she is. I mean, is she trustworthy? Your man might be, but you know, she might start dipping. Or it's just, that's a thin line. It's just hard to do. I mean, because opposites attract. So, you know, for y'all, unless y'all been friends forever and a day, you know, I mean, I don't think so. New friends, no. Old friends, y'all, elementary school, that might be possible. But I don't think it's.
So what you saying, you done fucked all your cute homeboys.
I've never had any. I've never had any, like, you know, fellow friends.
Every dude you thought that was your homeboy that was cute, you went on ahead and mashed him. Fuck it.
No, I ain't never had no dude friends. No.
I thought I was your dog, man. That's fucked up.
Well, you know. You got me choking on my carrot, man.
Hey, you know what? I felt some tension right now, dog. Don't tell it. Damn it, man. All right, Veronica. So check this out. So I feel like you can stay online. And 904, I see you. Don't hang up. We coming to you next down in the 904. Duval, I see you. Check this out. Listen, I feel like this right here. When it comes down to it, I already know she's sitting right here. I already know Sheila's going to just say some old crazy shit. But for real, though, it really is different. It really is different when it comes down to men and women. Now, you already know, if a woman don't want it to go, a woman basically controls the tempo or the situation between a man and a woman, right? You feel what I'm saying? Unless this nigga on some rape shit, if she really, it don't go down until she want it to go down, basically. You feel what I'm saying? So, hold on.
I always want them to go down.
God damn it, man. Damn it. Okay, listen.
Niggas, y'all better. You ain't giving up no flow face. She
ain't. Listen, man. But for real, though, this is what I'm saying. We already know that the woman control the tempo of the shit. So I feel like with a guy really can't let his woman have a male friend, because even if your woman is feeling like, man, that's just my friend or whatever, every nigga want to smash an attractive female. Ain't no such thing. Like when your woman say, man, I went to school with him ever since blah, blah, blah. Look, I don't give a fuck. I understand that you may think like that because you the female and you say it ain't going to go down, but it don't mean that nigga still ain't thinking about every time he walk by. He looking at your ass and thinking how bad you want to smash it. He might not try you, but I don't even want my motherfucking woman around a nigga thinking about smashing her. You feel what I'm saying? Because I already know the average nigga really is going to be on that shit. Now, a lot of females, y'all kind of got it a little easier because a woman can control that shit. You feel what I'm saying? A woman can be like, look, if it ain't going down, it ain't going down.
But what if your female friend like, shit, this finna go down? Why the fuck you can have a female friend and you like, oh, well, you know, women, she might be controlling it to the point where, yeah, I'm going to smash your ass.
I ain't saying that's not true. I'm just saying most of the time.
Most of the time.
And my brother gonna smash.
You feel
sad.
I'm gonna mash her. I'm gonna mash her.
I'm saying.
She hot, I'm gonna mash her. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's just
you feel
right
me?
Here.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't take I'm gonna fuck
but
my man
everybody,
for 80
like, okay. That's like I'm gonna give you a perfect example. Everybody who know me, everybody know the labor, everybody know my feelings, everybody know me and my little sister Vish. You feel what I'm saying? That's like my motherfucking blood sister, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Never tried or never went there with her. And it's because, you know what I'm saying? That's one other female friend that I got, nigga, that I never slept with, never intend on sleeping with, never even going to go with.
That's
a lot of people think we have because they don't believe that you can have a female friend. They can't believe that we just that cool. A lot of people back home really think we smashing, but we don't. You feel what I'm saying?
You might
everybody.
Not intend on fucking her, but that don't mean you won't.
Nah, he won't fuck her.
I'm not gonna fuck her.
He
not
won't
her.
Fuck
her.
Like
not
one,
her.
That's
but
like one
not
person.
Not you have the female friends that you want. You'll do that shit.
But it don't matter. That's one. I ain't saying you gotta have a gang of them. But I'm saying, can you just have one? Can you have one?
No. My answer is no.
Okay.
No, nigga. I'm your friend. Okay? That's what it's gonna be.
Well, it's gonna. That's
and
what. That's what
have
to be both.
If you can have one, I can have one. Now, and I'm gonna find my
see?
Finest friend.
See, now you being, now you being goddamn vindictive. You feel what I'm saying?
Now she being pissed.
You know what I mean? Now she
being messy.
You know what I'm saying? Now she being messy.
No.
Veronica.
Yes.
All right, baby. Hold on. I'm gonna go to the next call. Don't go nowhere. All right.
All right.
All right. 904. You on the air?
Yo, I think Blizzard, you hit the nail on the head. It's all about self control. It is. It's very hard, yes, but I think that there could be a potential opportunity. One of those parties, at some point in time, is going to want to, absolutely going to want to. But it's about self-control. If there's communication there, and it's already mentioned that it ain't going down, then one of the two has to have that self-control to keep it from going down. Period.
One of them have to have it, right?
Yeah.
One of them gotta have it.
And right. And would you agree that 9 out of 10 times that would be the female in that situation?
10 out of 10 times. Don't give a nigga one. Cause we gon' trip. Don't eat. Don't bite the apple, Adam.
I'm saying. But do you feel what I'm saying? Do you agree that 9 out of 10 times it will be the female that's the one that's gonna control that situation? Real talk though.
I think so. You know, it's. Well, the funny thing is, when I was back in school, I had a roommate, and I was like, I'm thinking to myself, okay, every dude, when they get in a situation like when it's this close to a female, is going to want to. I'm like, girl over there, is going to want to do it. So I'm looking at this nigga like, he didn't come at me? What the fuck? I'm like, who is this? He didn't come at me? I'm really surprised. But you know what? Somebody, he had a lot of self-control. Not to say that I wanted to do it because he really wasn't my type and I would not have gone there.
Well, that don't count. That don't count. That don't count. That don't count. We got to see. Listen, this only matters. This only really comes into play and becomes an issue when one of the, when both of the people are attractive people. If he ain't your type, if he ain't attractive, this going to be real easy to say fuck it. You feel what I'm saying?
I ain't getting him that good.
You know what I mean? That's it. It's going to be easy.
I ain't getting him that split.
That's it. Hold on. What? Is this Tanisha?
No, it is not Tanisha.
Who is it? I'm trying to see what this is calling from 904.
Yeah, listen, now don't be calling out my name. I called you Blizzard. Don't be calling out my name on the air.
God damn it, man. I was just going to try and give you a goddamn one time because it's your first time calling. I thank you for appreciate you supporting
this
us.
This is my
first time. Next time.
Come up with a cold name when you call up in. Shit.
All right, but I look. Okay, so you basically saying it can't be done.
Oh, stop rubbing your nose up over here.
Huh?
She's rolling her nose into
the really hard.
Say what?
It's really hard. It's hard, but if one of those people has self-control, then it can be accomplished. Now, on the flip side, when you ask the part two of that question, that has to be self-control on my part. If my dude was like, okay, yeah, I got this female friend, blah, 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 I'm like, okay, my part, I'd have to be self-control, and I'd have to be truly trusting of this dude for me to go ahead and be like, yeah, you straight, you can have this female friend. I understand because I have friends, and I would want the same on my behalf. I would want my dude to be, you know, accepting them of my friends. But none of that really matters unless you get to the point where you get married. When you marry, then all of that stuff needs to cease and desist. But up until that point, then you know what? Everything is almost fair game.
So you don't trust your husband then at the end of the day?
No, no, no. I said,
yeah, yes, that is it. You don't trust your husband?
No.
What you mean?
No.
You got it. You don't trust. Listen. Just like he could fuck her, he could fuck whoever else. With me.
No, I can trust my husband. It's the other females that I don't.
But
trust.
But listen, what she gonna do? Rape a nigga? Yeah,
no,
you will have to work
out.
You
know what? You be some of the things that females do to go after men.
I won't know.
Hold on. What you say, Tanisha?
I'd be surprised at some of the things that females will do to go after men, especially when they're already with someone.
But if he really real and he all in with you, he not gonna mash him.
You are absolutely right. Well, no, I'm not gonna say you're absolutely right. I'm gonna say you are. I had a conversation. Who did I have a conversation like this with? I wonder. Where we went back and forth about the fact that if a woman wanted to beat a Negro down, that brother right there, that wasn't his wife, in order for her to have some from him, that Negro would have to be the sanest man I would have ever seen. I'm saying S-A-I-N-T, saint. Like,
right.
I'm sorry, you are throwing it at me, I do not want it, I'm not going to get it, I know you're attractive. It would be really, really hard.
Okay. All right.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. I understand
what you're
saying.
I don't know
how
to
say no. When shit. But, in
your face. Shit. Not, I don't
turn down a lot of pussy. What it look like? Attractive
pussy. No, I don't turn down a lot of pussy.
You turn down some attractive pussy?
Yeah. You know, really.
You didn't turn down no attractive pussy.
Yes, I did. Cause
they had something?
No. They was just my partner's girl, and I just couldn't do it.
That's different.
But
that's
I turned it down, though.
That's different.
I turned it down. Because I knew what she was trying to do.
Did you really?
No, I did turn it down.
You know what I'm saying? Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Did you really?
I did.
You just saying
right.
That shit for the show.
The way,
no.
Did you turn her all the way down, or did you
right.
Take a little test?
Right.
No, I did. You know
did
what
you
I'm
get
saying?
Some head?
I ain't get no head. Yo. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Now, you know Mr. Slurman Bird. Hold on. I ain't do that.
Well, I'm saying you didn't pop a feel. You didn't get a little taste. You didn't do nothing.
No,
you
that's
turned it all the way down.
Hey, okay. That's just like if Blizzum. You know what I'm saying? If it was his girl, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do it. It's certain lines I just don't cross spirit. And that was just one of them.
I can understand that situation, though.
That's different.
That's a whole other situation. Okay, that's a situation where, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It'll be easy for you to do that. But I still feel like...
He was attracted, though.
I still feel like you can't have a female... You can't have a friend of the opposite sex. But it really is rare... It really is rare that it pans out for a very long time and nothing goes down. You feel what I'm saying? And I also feel that in the situation, the woman is ultimately in control of that shit. Cause long as she don't want to mash, it really ain't gonna go down. But once she decides,
she want to up it.
Right.
Don't get up.
So I kind of feel what Keela's saying, why she ain't want to have her motherfucking man can't have no goddamn female
damn
friends.
Okay,
you feel
nigga.
Me? But I don't want my goddamn female to have no
he
goddamn male friends.
I want my
female to have no male friends.
He gonna better do shit with him because I'm way his ass out. He gonna be like, man, if I wanted to, I couldn't.
You might say that, go. You already said that if a female's gonna be the one to make the decision. So if your girl is cool and tight on you and she got male friends, then if she makes the decision, she ain't going out there after none of her friends. Then she's tight with you. So I mean, I understand you said that's hypocrisy. You got going on right there, but I'm
right.
Saying,
it is hypocritical. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, hey, what can I do? I mean,
fix that shit.
Fix what? What you mean? It ain't no
hypocrite.
You
have
trust issues.
I say no. Listen, I'm a nigga. I got a dick. I know how niggas think. Okay, you feel
and we
me?
Know how women think.
No,
okay?
No.
Right.
Y'all
you
already know,
said.
Man. If the girl really don't want to mash, it ain't gonna go down.
But what if she
man.
Really
you
do?
Know what I'm saying?
What if she really do?
You don't trust your man?
Man, hell no. I don't trust your dick. No. No, nigga.
You got trust issues.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You got trust issues.
I'm real. Reality.
Real.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? She got,
you got trust
issues.
Real mean you will fuck her if she is fine. And you attract, if she is attractive to you, you gonna fuck her.
If she wanna fuck, well, she don't.
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
That
ain't gonna fuck. If
she might not wanna fuck this month, but she might wanna fuck 3 months down the line because she going through something with
years,
her man.
Or 8 years
and
later.
She feeling all, she feeling all kind of ways about some shit. And then she all, I'm glad you my friend. We can talk and we can, bitch, get the fuck on.
Kill that hoe.
Yes.
Damn it. All right. Appreciate you checking in with me, Tanisha. One more time for calling in to the show.
All right, y'all don't hurt nobody.
Hey, yo, don't hang up, man. Stay on the line. We might, you know, we might get somebody, or you might hear somebody say some shit, and you be like, what the fuck? You might be like, hell no. Just hit the number one again, all right? You know what I'm saying? And I'll come back to you. If somebody says some shit, you want to rebuke that shit, and we want to go back and forth, you know what I'm saying? Hey, rebuttal.
I've never been able to have a male friend. Even if we was just cool.
You just said you did. I don't lie.
I'm saying, but he still wanted to. That's like you
but
said.
But it didn't happen, though, did it?
It didn't happen. But the whole point is, just like with a female, if it was opposite, you might not want to, but if that person really, really want to, they going to be coming at your ass. That's why me and him couldn't even, that's why I had to move out. We couldn't even be roommates because they need to call feelings. And we weren't even fucking.
I don't know about that, though.
Shit. How are
these gonna catch
Bill? Don't underestimate my gangster.
Don't
underestimate my gangster.
Hey.
I'm glad
that
he's lame, nigga.
That
is
lame.
That is lame.
That is lame.
How the hell he caught the feelings and he didn't felt the pussy?
Hey, because, hey, don't underestimate my gangster.
What you were doing? You was in there with them little booty shorts?
Yeah.
I don't wear booty shorts. When I'm at home, I wear some messy.
So you walk around butt-ass naked with the
fuck?
That's
right.
What the fuck you set the man to do?
We had different schedules, though. He worked during the day, and I worked at night. So most of the time...
That's how he caught you naked, then.
Right.
Yep.
Saw that big choke ass.
Right. Yeah, I know what I'm saying. I was going to get some Kool-Aid.
Since you hear this bullshit.
Hey, he wanted to start that Kool-Aid.
Since you hear this bullshit. What the fuck is... Come on, man.
How you think he kept feelings and he ain't even got no pussy?
My God.
Right, right. Since you ever had a man catch feelings for you and you ain't gave him none yet?
Yes.
Strong, real strong feelings.
Yes.
Yes.
Grown man.
Yes.
Thank you.
Damn it. Kill both of you motherfuckers. Motherfuckers. That bullshit on the show.
Y'all think y'all so hard that can't nothing get to you, please.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Fellas,
we ain't talking about
hey,
that. We ain't saying, well, listen, witness. I ain't saying nobody can't get to me, but goddamn it, I'm gonna have to get that pussy before she get to me. That's all the fuck I'm saying.
Yeah. Hands down.
You know what?
Hands down.
She give it up. She ain't gonna give it up. And if you really want it, then you're gonna take however long it takes to get to it.
Exactly.
You're gonna be just like that lame ass nigga still sitting over there wondering what she hitting like while she's sitting over here with another nigga like this.
Hey, it happens.
Hey, first off, that's why niggas don't need to be talking about I'm gonna be your friend and that fella. Y'all get y'all shit together, man. Y'all hear this shit.
Yeah.
Y'all stop trying to be female friend, man.
Just go and mash him and get it over with. Mash me, get it over with, man. Stop that bullshit. Stop it. Stop the madness.
They really don't want to be your friend.
Stop the madness.
They really don't want to be your friend anyway.
All right.
Trying to put out on you.
Kill a friendship, though. You know what I'm saying? What if y'all real cool, y'all real tight, and you know what? You do the mash, whatever you talk about, and, you know, it wasn't worth for nothing.
Done fucked up the whole thing.
Wait a minute. Oh, so now you can't be friends with him no more because you can't fuck.
Yeah, you can't fuck.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Because every time you see him, you're going to be talking about him in front of his face. Like, oh, my God, I can't even believe you went there on me. Like,
with
the bullshit.
I can't believe you gave me the pussy. How about that? Right. You know how about that? Since you ain't going to get no nigga no pussy you real cool with, and you decide to give a nigga some pussy, I can't believe you gave me no pussy.
Right.
I've been waiting so long, I had to come quick.
This shit took 5 years.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't think it was going to happen when it happened.
Yeah.
It caught me off
guard. That nigga off guard. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
It caught me off guard.
Right. Exactly.
Participate the pussy.
Stupid.
Listen. All right, Tanisha. Hey, Tanisha, stay on the line. Stay on the line, Tanisha. All right. Yo. Hey, yo. The number to call up here is 347-934-0966. If you're on the line, I see a lot of callers on my line. Nobody want to talk, though. Hit the number one if you want to holler at me, if you want to chime in about what we're talking about. Yo, hit the number one. 347-934-0966. All right? That's the number to call if you're listening online. 347-934-0966. If you are listening on your phone, hit the number one so I know that you want to talk to me and give your opinion about tonight's subject. Can you just be friends? Can your man have a female friend? Can your girl have a male homeboy? A lot of motherfuckers gonna be like, fuck that, fuck that. Hold on. Veronica says she got some. Veronica, you wanna say something else?
Yeah, first of all, the dude that I was choking up on, like when I first saw him, I wanted to mash him, right?
Right.
But we had to be friends because he didn't want to, like, you know, a relationship. So I was like, well, since I can't have a relationship, then we'll just mash. So that's what we did.
And you know what? Kudos to you for that. Kudos to you for going ahead knowing you really want to fuck that nigga. But, you know, he said he didn't want a relationship, but you really want to fuck him, so you got your fuck on. That's a grown woman do. All right? That's a grown woman do, baby. All right?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Hold on. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? That's what I'm saying. Ladies, grown women, if you see a nigga, you think that nigga look good or whatever, stop playing. You in high school? Fuck that nigga.
No.
You don't got to answer to nobody? Why not? You want to fuck him. You think you look good. You want to fuck him. What you waiting on? Mm. Why?
Take time.
What the hell you waiting on? You know you going to fuck him. You know. Y'all women know as soon as y'all feel it.
Take time. But hey. But what about all these ladies who think they pussy good really ain't good and that be talking about that shit good?
Well, we already had something.
Yeah, we killed them motherfuckers.
We killed them like on episode 4 or some
shit.
Yeah,
shit.
We killed all bad pussy and broke bitches.
Right.
All y'all killed. Dead already.
Right.
Zombies.
Right. All right. You feel me? So once again, if you're on the phone, yo, hit me up, man. All right, look. I'm all the way through the first hour. I got to rock a song. All right.
Woo.
I got to rock a song. Hold on. Let me load this track up.
Put some water on that.
Yo.
Put some water on
yo, don't go nowhere.
It won't help.
The second hour is coming up. You know it'll be the crunkest, but we had a lot of callers. We heard from somebody from Duval, Tanisha from Duval. We heard from Veronica McNair. We got P. Reds, of course, the co-host in the house, and we also got Turner Keith from the Facebook page, also in the house in the studio with us tonight. Both of them, we wilding out. Can you have a female friend if you're a male? Can you have a male friend if you're a female? When you let your significant other hang out with a friend of the opposite sex, do you trust them like that? Is that a trust issue?
No.
I think it's a trust issue.
No, it's not.
You said it. You don't trust your man.
You don't trust your man if he can't have a female friend.
I don't trust neither one of y'all.
Damn it, man.
It's a host of the
coast. Yo, I'm going into this song. Next Hair Nails. This is, I like this joint. This is called A Piece of My Love. I like this record. It's hot. Don't go nowhere, man. This is K100, man. We'll be right back.
I love you too. He don't give a fuck about your ass. Shit, you give him ass, and you give him love, and he throw it right back. You always pay his rent, make sure you suck his dick. Fuck him raw, let him bust in you so you can have his kid. Even though he beat me and he never come to see me, and I blatantly know he's cheating, but I can't delete these feelings. That's in me, he make me weak. Make me wanna put them shackles on my feet, and I would never leave you. 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 He will always have a piece of my love, of my love, of my love. He will always have a piece of my love, of my love, of my love. And she will always have a piece of my love.
Bad girl there, she wonder why I act like I don't care. But girl, it's nothing personal, you treat him nothing different. Both it is the wind, so girl, what's the difference? You sing for your things, but it's thing I've ever seen. You have been looking high and low, and tell me, have you seen her?
There she is. And she's still with him. I would never leave her. 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 She will always have a piece of my love, of my love, of my love. She will always have a piece of my love, of my love, of my love. And she will always have a piece of my love.
I know I don't usually do this, but
she will always have a piece of my love.
Ladies, be smart.
Love,
watch your
love,
heart.
Love,
right.
Love, she will always have a piece of my love. My love. My love.
You hear me?
She will always have a piece of my love. Mine.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that record. That's my homie next there. There's one of my people from the Team Strizz Project. That shit is killer, man. I told the nigga he need to stop playing and hurt these niggas for the summer with that record right there, man. Real talk. Next there, Nails, I fuck with you, my nigga. I'll let your boy, man. You know I'm gonna show Team Strizz some love as part of the camp. You know, alright? That's what's up, man. So, once again, that was next there, Nails, Piece of My Love, hot record. And we back. K100 Radio, okay? We all the way live. We're going to the second hour in a minute, but we're still in the first hour. And tonight's subject is, once again, in studio, we got Colonel Keeler from the Facebook page. We got P. Reg on the co-hosting. All right? I'm Blizzum. I'm your host. The number to call in is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Y'all holler at us, all right? The question is, can a male and a female just be friends? Can two attractive people of the opposite sex just be friends? And will you allow your wife, husband, significant other, whatever you want to call it?
Hell no. He replied.
Will you allow them to have a friend of the opposite sex? What if they've been long time friends? I'm talking about they was friends before y'all last even met.
I done been through that shit before.
What you mean?
I've been through everything. Tell me about it.
God damn.
My ex husband, him and his ex girlfriend. See, they used to kick it though. But that made a difference.
No. That's it. No, they killed that whole scenario.
Okay, well,
no. I'm talking about if they was friends and they never have been, they never have went there. Once you done fucked,
I had to meet them. Because you can tell by a bitch when you meet them.
What you mean you can tell?
You can tell. You can tell how they act around each other, how they looking. You can tell if it's possible. I want to meet you.
Well, of course you're going to have to meet her now. We ain't going to have no secret goddamn friends. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? We ain't going to have no secret friends.
So I can look in your eyes and let you be like...
If she wrong, if she bad, she going to be like, hell no.
Yeah, you don't matter what she like. Yo. If she coming that motherfucker looking like Beyonce, you're going to automatically be like, fuck that. Even if she's super cool, don't even give you an inkling that it's going to go down. You still going to be like, fuck it. You already know.
Yeah.
Tell the truth. Right. Right?
I'm not easily intimidated.
Man, come on, man.
This nigga got all.
My whole philosophy about that shit is, if you fuck her, nigga, I don't want your ass no way.
It's a trust issue.
Y'all fuck. Period. For real.
Listen, man.
Let me ask this. to both of y'all. How many fine female friends that have tried that y'all been friends a long time, and
right.
if she tried you, you would not fuck her?
That's a whole nother. That's a whole.
That's
other
the same. That's what we fucking talking about. That's what we talking about.
We know she ain't gonna try us.
No, you don't know that. You don't know that. If she did, try.
Oh, she already
and
know.
She
though.
Fine.
No, I don't. I do got one friend. I don't think I love. I don't think I ever match Vidge no matter what. Oh, I already know that. But that's the fine. But I know you ain't gonna never fuck her.
I
would match.
I'm talking about a friend. I ain't talking about somebody you see as a sister. I'm talking about somebody that y'all friends. Period.
I know
friend.
You ain't gonna never fuck Viz.
That's my friend.
But you already said you. She like a blood sister to you.
She is. Right?
So that's the difference.
That.
That's the difference.
That's your significant other's friend. They gonna feel like they're about each other. Obviously, if they that tight. If they been friends like forever. You feel what I'm saying? They're going to feel it. They're going to feel that. They're going to be like, man, that's like my little sister. I like my brother, man. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
they're going to look at you crazy.
All right. Have
that.
One of them old drunk-ass, crying-ass nights of a man busting the nose or some shit. And she want to come cry to you. And I need
to.
No,
she need to call. She need to call somebody else, really. She really need to call somebody
She ain't
going to
call Tyrone. She going to call your ass. Because you her friend.
But a friend, hey.
And I'm supposed to ask her friend. Don't you comfort your friends when they call crying to you when they man them bust them in their face?
That's the same sex. I ain't dyking.
But
so we
saying,
ain't gonna fuck.
All right. So but you still gonna be there for your friends. We don't talk about friends, man. Listen, the word
don't
is the key
friends.
Word here is friend, people. The key word here is friend. These are friends. These are.
But she already don't mean it. She ain't gonna. She ain't got no male friend like that. Cause they gonna
wanna
try.
Want to, you gonna do it. You don't wanna do it.
He
no,
never
that.
Had no male friend.
No, not one that ain't try me.
Hey, I'm your friend. I don't wanna try you.
See,
how about that? How about that, y'all?
Yeah.
How about
I
that?
Know. He might mash.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that is real fucked up that my brother threw me out of the bus. That is real
this
fucked up.
K100.
Nah, I fellas, don't believe that.
You ain't mash me.
I wouldn't mash you.
You wouldn't look at my face and say that shit. Quit looking at the screen. And say that shit.
I wouldn't mash you. Check.
Damn it, man. Listen, man. Listen. This the whole point I'm trying to get across. This shit is really a fucking trust issue. You know what I'm saying? And maybe I'm wrong. But
she
my mother, listen. And I'm not listening. Listen. I ain't finna sit here and get on high, my nigga. My motherfucker, hell no. You and your female homeboy can't be hanging. Man, fuck that shit, man. You know,
oh, wait, hey, hold on.
You got trust issues there, right?
Hold on, man.
Listen, wait. I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm just telling you it is what it is. And I want
you
to admit that you got trust issues, too.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
When it comes to hormones, fuck that. No.
Hey.
Because like the female said before, sometimes, she said, one out of two people have to have self-control. Most people these days do not have self-control. Period. Male or female. They don't have that shit. Period. And if it comes to a day and they feel like, yeah, we've been friends this long, but I want a man just like his friend after 8 years. Y'all been friends. And
Nisha, you know you was wrong for that shit,
then,
girl.
Then I
give me that pussy.
Oh, now I want a man. And so now she's standing in front of you, butt, book, ass, neck.
She
like,
laying
there
with that thing
get.
Open.
That what I'm saying.
Pink pelt on deck. I seen it, too. I was just like, ah.
You ain't mad?
Oh, no, that hurt. I was like, I'm good about 2 minutes.
I thinking about it.
I love it. I didn't come in the room and I was just like, I ain't gonna
happen. I don't know.
She must
fine?
Not have been fine enough.
She was great, but I mean, We just had been cool like that. Plus, she used to fuck my roommate, so you ain't never look at her like that. What the fuck?
347.
You want to find enough.
347. Right. 347. 934.
Man, that bitch was stupid, fam. How about that?
Nah, she wasn't. You would have said that in the first place.
347.
I said she was right.
Look,
the conversation is attractive. She
right.
was attractive. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
You would fuck if you'd just met her. You know, if you ain't young.
What?
Yeah.
What? Shit. Okay. Shit.
Ah, oh, man. Callers, y'all. I see a lot of my callers are on the line. Yo, hit the number one, man, so I can holler at you. I'm just going to start randomly picking you motherfuckers out the crowd. Okay. Yeah, Veronica is right back. We're going back to Veronica.
Somebody else hit the number one too, damn it. Veronica,
what's up? Yeah, somebody else hit the number doggone one. But that's like chocolate cake, you know what I'm saying? Or for me, like vanilla Mayfield ice cream sandwiches. You got them waving them in my face, and then I ain't going to want one. I'm going to want one. So that's how I feel like with a man who got a fine female friend or a female who got a fine brother as a friend, eventually I'm going to want a bite of that. So that's what I look at it as. So
don't bite it, V. Don't bite it, though.
I'm going to bite it. I might tease it with my teeth a little bit, but I ain't going to bite it on the
Hold up, V. Hold up, V. That's for you, baby.
But for real, though, it's like, you know, if your husband got a female friend and she fine, and they, I mean, it, I'm not saying they've been friends for a long time. Say if she's like a recent friend. If she fine, that's like temptation right there. That's putting them in a tempting position. I don't buy no vanilla ice cream sandwiches within the yellow box because I'm going to want some. That's just what I'm saying. So, I mean, I that's a different twist on it for me.
Okay. These people, these niggas over here, they're over here clowning.
Hey, she know the move. She already know the play, father.
Don't underestimate my gangster.
Hey, fellas, I'm telling you right now, if you meet a lady that say, don't underestimate my gangster, you is not getting that pussy. You might as well pack that shit up and call my joke. Because she ain't coming off that pussy.
So, I feel what you're saying.
Put the key on that.
But I still, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm right, but it's still, at the end of the day, that shit is a trust issue, don't you think?
No.
But period, point blank. You don't trust your mate.
It's reality, Reese.
Hey,
it's temptation. I mean, I don't trust myself. You don't trust them to do
the right thing. You don't trust them to do the right thing.
I'll tell you what.
You don't put yourself in a situation that's going to make you fall, man. I mean, that's just me. If you...
I
trust them, but I mean, come on, just if it's tempted, man. I mean, he might want some.
How much?
I'll trust him. If he got a friend, I'll trust him. But if he F up once, that's it. That's it. He
you
might as well get to stepping because it's gonna be a Lorena Bobbitt on his behind.
I trust him enough to be human. That's what I do. I trust him enough to be human. That's just
right. Like, thanks, Key. That's what it is.
Recovering crackhead. To the crack house and be like, well, I trust that they ain't gonna do that shit. You're a recovering crackhead, but you hanging out at the crack house talking about I ain't gonna smoke niggas.
What?
Where they do that at? Where they do that at?
Man, listen.
Nigga,
you know,
because
my friend's up in the crack house, you know, so I'm just gonna go by. I'm just gonna hang out with them, you know, see how they doing.
No, stop
I ain't gonna smoke
it.
No
stop
crack,
it.
Though.
Y'all throwing other shit in the scenario. Just
one crack or another crack, you gonna want
this nigga stupid, man. Respect my gangster.
Y'all like crack.
We like
that. That's what I'm saying. Same go for the other crack. You see that?
Yeah.
They got a crack. You gonna want to get up in it.
Exactly.
All right, V. I got somebody that's raising their hand finally. Everybody stop being spectators. I got a line full of people and nobody want to talk. This is some crazy shit. I'm starting opening these motherfuckers up. Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
All right, so I think it comes down to your own securities within yourself, or do you have an abundance of insecurity as a female? It's about knowing your man and knowing your relationship and knowing yourself. Because he could have a fine friend. She could be just a friend. But if you know your man and that friend resembles you, then she could not be just a friend because you know your man's type.
Okay.
What's fine to one person may not be fine to everybody else. So she could be fine, but she could not be fine to him because that's not his type. So it's about knowing yourself, knowing your relationship, and knowing your man. Now, if his friend body type is like yours and skin tone is like yours, then maybe you should, you know, keep an eye out.
Right.
Okay, but what about, like, you see celebrities. They cheat on their wife, and it be some old ugly...
We talking about regular people, man.
They are regular people.
No,
they just regular
they
people.
They got
they
so much
men,
money, they can do outlandish shit.
I done seen you, a man would cheat or he'll have a female friend, you might be like, oh, she ain't even all that. She ain't even that cute.
Right.
But then that
comes down to what's going on in that relationship. If
right.
She ain't even all that cute, because, I mean, honestly and truly, I really don't think that. I know some niggas like to just get their fuck on or whatever, whatever. But if they got a bad bitch at home, they not gonna fuck up they for show pussy just for some dirty foot on the side that ain't. I mean, he gonna want to tap somebody on his arm.
I'm not fucking no
he ain't gonna go from sugar to shit. He ain't gonna go from sugar to shit. Not like that. Not for no ass.
Right.
I don't
think
so.
Not no real nigga. Not no real.
Right. Not bring it up in her face and be like, yo, this is my homegirl, this is my friend. You know what I'm saying? This is my friend. If he
yeah,
do some
like
more
that.
Grimy, if he do some grimy shit like that, he gonna do that shit when we out at the club, away from. You know what I'm saying? You would never meet that homegirl.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? But if he tell you, he's like, man, this is my homegirl. I'm talking about the point at hand. If this is his motherfucking real friend, he ain't gonna bring his friend around and be like, man, this is my. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? When I was in a relationship, my ex did meet my homegirl. She had to meet her. You feel what I'm saying? Because I was like, look, you're going to have to meet this motherfucker because, goddamn it, this is my motherfucking dog, and I already know I need for y'all to meet to kill that shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to want to bring that motherfucker around you to kill your goddamn speculation about the whole situation in the first place. If that's really their friend, so they don't have to lose their friend, they're going to bring that friend around you and be like, look, man, this is my, you know what I'm saying? And if your homegirl trill and she really don't want to fuck you, she going to make every effort to make your woman feel comfortable with y'all friendship. Now,
really?
What? Hold the fuck up. Let me cut this long my motherfucking self. What the fuck are you talking about? Now, if you still got a problem, you got some fucking insecurities and trust issues, goddammit. And goddammit.
Kill
yourself.
No, kill yourself.
Fuck
because
that.
How you gonna sit there and say that, but say your girl can't have male friend?
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, see?
Fuck
it
that.
Don't go down like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it do. Because niggas are the initiate. Niggas are the ones
whatever.
That are at it.
No, you said, but the woman
niggas
control
are the ones
it.
At it. You right.
Right? So you don't trust your woman?
No, fuck that. I'm trusting her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, no.
It's a double standard. It's a double standard. All right. All right, L. L.
Hey, that's just like saying.
I'm going to hang up with you, L.
Hey, look.
Okay.
All right. You know what I'm saying?
If you got a nigga.
Right.
Even if y'all don't even stay together, but he got a homegirl, that cool. If you saying you ain't got no trust system, can she be over his house while you ain't over there?
What the fuck you over his house for?
What
you over there for? Can I be over my homeboy house?
But that's what I'm saying. That's what
can
we
you
asking.
Come over when you ain't home?
That's the question we asking. Can
no.
You?
Okay. Nigga, first of all, I'm not with that friendship, period.
Damn.
Period.
Her nigga can't even have a female, period. Nothing.
I'm not with that shit. So
guess what? You can keep that pussy.
Damn it, man.
Hey, niggas
if I can't have one, nigga, you can't have one.
You can have 10.
Huh?
Yeah, fuck.
Oh, so what if he say you can have what if you just didn't have one? Don't go out, don't be vindictive about the shit. What if you don't got no male friend, you just don't, but what if he happened to have one?
Yeah.
Now you just want to go out and get a male friend just to got them throw it in his face?
Maybe.
You see what I'm saying?
You a dirty
you a dirty
mother.
You know what I mean?
You a dirty mother.
Man, damn man, I swear boy, all females hell, man. The number to call in is 347-934-0966. I'm finna go to some of my motherfucking callers, man. Fuck it. 678-526. Yo. 678-526. Damn it. Yeah, it might be cutting. Hold on.
Call you on now.
770-314.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
I had a situation happen. I had it happen to me. I met the girl. He introduced me to the girl, and I still think it was something. I think she had a hit in the gym. I don't think it was necessarily my man, but I think it was her.
You think
even
it was
after
her?
I met her. I think it was her. I think she was working on something. I don't think it was necessarily with him, but I think it was her.
So now, so what you're saying is you allowed your man to have the friend, though, right? You had a problem with that first. And
it's
then it backfired on you, what you're saying.
Yeah, it backfired. So,
mm-hmm.
You have a legitimate reason to feel that way because you have seen that. But we talk. She over here.
That is bullshit.
What you mean? You ain't even. You had.
Because
you
don't have
top.
To. You don't have
no
to experience it to know that shit will happen. For real though, you gotta experience it to know that shit would happen.
Because it will happen. Because there are some relationships where it don't happen. It sometimes don't. So how can you just say it?
Let me tell you something. What? I was raised by all males. All my cousins. I done seen this too many times. I don't want to hear that shit. No. No, the answer is no, nigga. Get your female friend, tell that bitch, I'll holler at you when I'm not fucking with
you. But you know your male cousins always show your
they
female
cousins. They don't put me up on game.
That's right, because they don't want a nigga to do it with you.
Exactly. So that just go to show, that's my point. That is my point. You can
but they've been lies a little bit, though.
You can be friends with her after I ain't fucking with you no more. How about that?
It's different with the caller actually has actual evidence and a reason not to be trusting. But you just assuming this.
That's reality. That happens just like she said. She was like, yeah, he all bring her, introducing her, it's cool, whatever. Bitch, no.
Right, thinking it's okay. Yeah.
No, it's
one
not.
Time for the, one time for the women who actually gave it.
And I don't have no insecurity issues. Fuck that. I'm real. Nigga, I know what real life do. I know what real situations happen. You put yourself in a situation like that, and then they mess around and fuck your ass over. Then you like, man, that shouldn't. No.
Yeah. And especially if that's their friend, the female know a lot about you, you know, because
exactly.
Of course, if that's his friend, he's talking about the relationship. And
please.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's take the scenario out that y'all ain't even together. If you wasn't with nobody, you ain't got this ain't your man. Do you think a female and a male can just be friends anyway? We ain't talking about it's your man, whatever. Have you ever had a male friend that you never slept with and he never tried you or whatever? You have one? Have you ever had one? That's the question first.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, listen what I'm saying. So the fact that you have you
is he ugly?
Is he attractive? That's the question.
He wasn't my type. No, he wasn't my type.
Okay.
But he wasn't unattractive, but he just wasn't my type.
Well, first of all right. Well, no. Everybody that's listening, everybody that just called in, we got a lot of calls that popped up. We talking about can't fit males and females be friends. You feel what I'm saying? And we're going to go with the assumption that both of the people are attractive to the opposite sex. You feel what I'm saying? So I kind of wanted you to you can't really use that scenario because you really wasn't attracted to him. So you really can't do that.
Well, if you're attracted to him, then you can't be friends. If you're attracted to the person, how can you be their friend?
No. I didn't say you attracted to him like you want to be with him. I'm just saying they are attractive. You feel me? You know.
Well, he was a light-skinned guy, but he just wasn't my type. He was light-skinned. I don't like light-skinned guys, but...
What the fuck you got? What the fuck you got against light skinned guys?
That's just not my flavor. I don't like light skinned men, so I wasn't attracted to them.
Whatever come out there.
Man, listen to this bullshit over here.
Fucked up. Fucked up.
Look, man. All right. So you never had no male friend. Okay. You never had no male friend, but my whole point is, I still, at the end of the day, say, it's not about, Keela is trying to make it seem like that's just a fact of reality, it's going to go down, and I'm saying it ain't necessarily got to go down because there are a lot of relationships.
I'm saying that's a chance I'm not willing to take.
It's a gamble.
Nigga,
on to the next one. I don't have to fuck with you.
That's that person, you're used to that person, that's your friend. That's your friend. They know all about you. You know all about them. It's a comfort zone. So if you and your mate having problems or whatever, you're going to run to that friend, and you never know what might happen. So I don't think it's really possible. I don't think it's healthy.
Okay. So you don't think it's just you have a trust issue with your mate? You don't think that's got nothing to do with it?
I just don't. Well, not really, because things happen. I mean, if you beefing with your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever and you talking to this friend constantly, this is somebody you run into all the time with your problems. I mean, it can happen. Those are not going to be your intentions, but it can happen. So why even take the risk? Why even take the risk?
It's a trust issue. Okay. All right.
But you saying that you don't have a trust issue when you saying your female can't have male friends.
I have a trust issue. I'm not denying it. You are denying it.
Well, I guess bottom line
I'm not denying it.
It is a trust issue. I guess bottom line.
Yes. Just say that. Just say it. I can admit it. I got trust. I don't trust the motherfucker. Fuck it. I got trust issues. Fuck it. I don't trust niggas.
Right.
And I don't trust.
Don't trust the situation. I don't trust.
You feel what I'm saying? So. I'm just willing to say that you just talking around the point that I'm trying to get you to say it's a trust issue. You don't trust.
Bottom line, it is. It is.
Yeah,
bottom line. And maybe not just style. So your boyfriend or girlfriend, but it could be the other person that you might not be. You might
all right.
Not
let me. Okay, both of y'all.
You right.
Hold on. Okay, Carla and Keela. Can your man? Don't you let your man go out to the club? Don't you let him go hang with his homeboy?
Yeah.
He can fuck somebody then. So if he gonna fuck another woman, he gonna do it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter if that's his friend or whatever.
But you can avoid certain situations. That's
right.
But
exactly.
What do not put yourself in certain situations?
They don't
want to
know the motherfucker. They don't want to know the woman he fucking. That's what it is. I'm putting it in my.
And I would rather it be somebody random, because if it's somebody you know and you're close to, that's even worse. Because now you got feelings. You really got feelings. That's just not gonna be a random. Fuck, that's somebody you got feelings for. So that's more dangerous than a random fuck at the club.
It is?
Yeah, because if you just randomly go on and screwing somebody, you don't have no feelings attached to that person. You ain't even got to get their number. But this somebody you talk to, you kick it with, you know, that's feelings right there. That's worse off than just somebody, just a stranger. That's worse. Because now you got feelings for this person.
I don't want you doing
that's worse. That's
all right. Oh, you must be out of the radio. You got to turn your radio down or something. You must be like, I can hear your radio echoing. All right. Well, all right. I appreciate you calling in. All
right. Thanks.
All right. Damn it, man. It's a trust issue. It's a trust issue. 347-934-0966.
How can you love?
He said she going to got. She wish her motherfucking man would try her with that bullshit.
Nigga, if you're listening,
I wish
respect
you would,
your
man.
Gangster.
Try me.
Even if that nigga had that friend before.
I don't give a damn. No. And do you want to be with her? That's going to be my question right there. Do you want to be with her?
You going to make him
if
lose
the answer
friend?
Is, you ain't got to lose her.
You
going to
make him
cut.
Wait till you cut your friends off.
Well, she can respect. Nigga, look, if I'm with somebody, I'm kicking it with him, and that shit is a problem, and I'm really kicking it with him.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to respect my relationship, nigga. And if they're your friend, they'll understand that shit. Nigga, get your own relationship, and then we can. I see you when I see you, shoot you a text every now and then. But all that, no. If my nigga got a problem with that shit, I'm not gonna fuck up my relationship for that. But especially a friend of the opposite sex, nigga. You are
your friend? You been knowing your friend?
That's all right, nigga. If you need something, if you about to die, you locked up or something, holler at your girl. Other than that,
this
nigga, I'm
rough.
With somebody.
So this motherfucker rough.
You know what I'm saying, though? You know, most niggas not with that shit, period.
Oh, I ain't with it.
And
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm a female, and I'm not
with it.
With it. Just like
straight,
you ain't with
I'm
it.
I'm straight
with
it. I ain't with it. Fuck that.
I'm not with it either.
It ain't because I don't trust her. I don't trust that nigga. See, my thing ain't even really the trust issue with my girl, nigga. I don't trust that nigga. That's my thing.
I don't trust a man, one of y'all.
You know, you it's about your mate. I don't trust. For real, though. I don't
put
trust
your hands
that nigga,
up.
Man. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's a man around a fine female. That's my whole thing. I have never been able to have just a male friend that did not want to have sex with me. If a female is attractive, you gonna want, man, come on, get the fuck out of here. For real.
It's been done. I've done it.
So every friend you had,
I've done it. I had an attractive female roommate.
I had
an attractive female roommate for 4 years, almost 3.5, almost 4 years. Never tried and never went there with her. We never went there with each other. I got another female friend right now to this day that I never tried. We never went there with each other. So I mean, my whole thing is, I know it can go down. You feel me?
Roommate, what if she would have tried you? Would you have fucked her?
I really like to think that I wouldn't have. She never did.
You like
so
to think
wouldn't
that.
Have. I
like
to think that I wouldn't
it.
Have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like
I really
to
like to think that.
That
really
don't mean
would.
You wouldn't
you
have done it. That's
well, I mean, it didn't go out, so you can't say I wouldn't have.
Yeah. You don't know. You don't know.
You can't sit here and say I would have when I know
like
what it is. We had 1,000 opportunities to do it.
It's a crapshoot. Depending on what
neither one of us was hard on the eyes. You know what I'm saying? We both had a lot of things in common. Well, nothing to stop but every opportunity, and we just decided that we friends.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That means she
I did mash a lot of her homies.
That's why.
You know what I'm saying?
Because she was feeding you the pussy. That's why you didn't fuck her. Because then you fucking up 13 other folks. Why fuck that one when you can get 10 of her friends? Nigga, it's always an ulterior.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. That's why, you know, I couldn't. Nigga, I'm matching all your problems. My man's just gonna fuck it up.
Exactly.
I couldn't do it. I did do it. No, I don't. I did do it.
Whatever.
I ain't fucking.
Whatever.
You can ask him. If you ever run a fuck.
Wait a minute. I think I see an officer on the line. Lieutenant!
Oh, gosh.
What's happening? Keisha
L.
What's going on?
Hey.
What's happening? Officer checking in. Keisha, what's going on, man?
Hey, how we doing?
You hear me talking about. You already know. First of all, before we start, we already know we're assuming both people are attractive people. Neither one of them ugly. Neither one of them is busted. Have you ever had a male friend? That's first.
Yes.
Yeah. You got one now?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay, so since you know you can't have a male friend, don't fuck him. What do you feel like males and females can be friends, right?
Yes, I think so. As long as you understand that it's a friendship. I mean, woman, I hear you. Yes. But look, as long as you understand where the friendship is. If you know that it's a friendship, it don't matter if the other person has feelings for you because you're going to keep it in the friend zone. That's what I think.
That's my point.
That
only applies to single people. That only applies to single people.
That's what, like I said, she said, even if they have feelings for you, eventually some shit is going to jump off because they have feelings for you. They don't want to, man.
What are you talking about?
She just said, Even if the other person have feelings for you, as long as you let them know it's just a friendship. Same thing happened with me and my roommate. I let him, nigga, it's just friendship. Had my boyfriend over there, everything.
So he was listening to the boyfriend mash you and everything,
No, he was not.
Yeah,
no,
you had it.
Not.
You weren't getting your mash on it out?
No.
Why? You was getting away?
Because I got a kid. You know, my daughter be there. No.
I don't know.
No. We had opposite schedules.
I don't know. Yeah, you mashed them.
Either way.
Give him up now.
Oh, my goodness.
Either way, just the simple fact that he had feelings for me, even though it was understood. It was a friendship. When I had boyfriends, eventually that shit became a problem because of his feelings.
Right.
So even though it was understood, we just got a friendship. He still, them feelings, look, can't fuck around people's emotions.
So if you was your boyfriend, Keisha, then your boyfriend couldn't have a female friend. Even though right now to this day you have a male friend, you gonna tell your boyfriend he's not good enough to do the same thing. He ain't trustworthy enough to do what you already done yourself, Keisha. Is that what you gonna tell him?
No, because if I ever get into another relationship, the male friends have to sit to the side. They're just going to have to understand that. That's the bottom line. And it don't matter if you came when we were 5 years old. You're going to have to respect the fact that I'm with this person, so now we can't chill like we used to chill. You can't come by the house. We ain't going to go see a movie. We're not going to sit and chat all hours of the day and night because you have to respect this man that's in my life. That's where it's going to have to go.
No, nigga.
And if he's a good friend, but seriously, though, if he's a good friend, he's going to have to understand that. And if she's a good friend, she's going to have to understand that. That's just like with your homies and your girlfriends. You're not going to chill with the girls as much as you do when you got a man, and you're not going to chill with your homies as much as you do when you got a girl. I mean, it's the same premise.
It's a trust issue.
Well, if you're in a relationship, I think it is a trust issue. And like you said, you don't trust that other person. You may trust your mate with your life, but it's that other person who might be sneaking in from the back door, and you don't like that because I went through that. Y'all, I got a story for everything. Let me tell you what happened while I was married. The husband took me by. We went to Chicago, went home, took me by old girl house. They've been friends since they was 4 or 5 years old. Sit on the phone all night long. I'm working till midnight. Get home. I got to go. He home. That's what he doing like every other night. Yes, Chicago, boo-boo. So we get to Chicago, go to the girl house, and now they ain't got nothing to talk about? That don't make no sense to me. What? Seriously? So that made me it just made me feel like I can't trust this chick because y'all talk every day, all night while I'm at work. Now we in your presence and you ain't got nothing to say to this dude? No.
Well, first of all, wait a minute. Keisha. That's an extreme. First of all, I ain't saying my motherfucking goddamn. Nobody finna let they wife or husband sit on the phone with nobody all motherfucking night. Period. Point blank.
It wasn't that I was letting him. He was doing it. I mean, what can I say? I'm working 3 to 11.
Well, then you should have mashed him off top right as soon as you found out that was on the phone.
And this is why we're divorced. And this is why we're divorced. Part of why we're divorced. Because, I mean, seriously, if y'all got so much to talk about and you're trying to keep it 100 and see, you know, oh, she's just a friend. See, I'll show you. We'll go by her house. We're going to see. We're going to all chill, hang out. We sitting in the house in complete silence. Ain't nobody saying nothing.
Listen, man. Listen, Keisha.
You are not, but
I understand that you're in that situation, of course. This is not the scenario that I am talking about. I'm not talking about a man who said. I am talking about a guy who really ain't talking about no man who sit there and talk on the fucking phone with a female friend. I'm just talking about somebody that he cool with, and every now and again they may, you know what I'm saying, go out and have lunch or do lunch, some shit like that. We ain't talking about nobody. That's just blatant disrespect right there, period. That's not what I'm talking about. That's an extreme case. Obviously, you're not going to let that bullshit right there ride, my nigga. Fuck that.
No, absolutely
you know what I'm saying?
Not.
Right. That's a whole other scenario. I'm talking about this nigga, you know what I'm saying? This is his home girl. They may holler at each other every now and again, man. That right there is just unacceptable, period, point blank. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. You should have a trust issue with that nigga if he's sitting on the phone with his bitch all motherfucking night. Fuck right. God damn it. You should have found that out. Fuck, nigga. Fuck you playing with, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's what you should have did to that nigga. You feel
right.
what I'm saying? But that's not what I'm talking
later,
about.
Later, we were separated and then divorced, of course.
Right. But that ain't what I'm talking about.
No, we'll say.
Okay. All right, Keisha. I feel you, Keisha. Thank you for calling in. Okay. One time for the officer checking in again. One time. I fuck with him. All right, man. Listen, man. Look. Bottom line is, okay, we done already came.
I don't care.
Hold on. We done came to the agreement. Listen, we done came to the agreement. All right. Nobody don't want it. Some people saying it's all right to have that friend or whatever, but everybody pretty much just killing the whole notion of their significant other doing it. Everybody got them one, you know, kind of going back both ways on the fence with that. They saying, yeah, it's possible, but not for that motherfucking old man or old lady. You feel what I'm saying? All right, that's cool, but I'm just going to point out the motherfucking fact that, A, if ain't talking about your motherfucking man sitting on the phone all night with his bitch, goddamn, where they do that? You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about just a regular old friendship. If you really have a real, real problem with that, and he had that friend before he met you, and you want him to cut that friend off now, that's a trust issue you got. You know, you got some kind of trust issue with him, you know, to not do the right thing. That's all I'm saying.
It's a respect issue.
That is a respect issue. I ain't say sit on the phone all night and talk to the bitch. I'm talking about every now and again.
Y'all make her do lunch. No, period. Because if y'all just doing something every now and again, damn it, you shouldn't miss it. Since it was just every now and again. What the fuck? Why do I not have to have my man friends?
Well, we done already told.
I'm not with that double. No. No.
Hey, we already told
you,
man.
You
y'all
go out with me every
y'all
now
can't motherfucking do. Go out there with that nigga
we
you want to. Murk your ass. Hold on. Oh. 850-527.
What's up?
What's happening? What's going on? Good at me.
Chilling. What's good with you?
Man, I'm chilling, man. What you think about what we're talking about? Can you have a female? Can you have a homeboy? Can you just have a homeboy, a partner, and not fuck him? Now, both of y'all attractive. Both of y'all look good. But, you know, that's just your partner. You ain't trying to mash him. Can that go down? Can that happen? Is that possible?
I can. I can't say he'll feel the same way because I've done it before.
Did you mash him? Did it go down?
No. I'm saying, but I know he wanted to, but I didn't want to take it to that level.
Okay. Well, you might have missed it because you might have just.
I'm just coming on, so I don't know what's been going on.
We already established that. We already established this right here about this scenario. 10 out of 10
times.
If it do go down, and a friendship, and somebody, and you know, if they was friends for a long time, and it do go down, the woman is really in control of that right there. As long as the woman really want to keep it on that level, it would never go there. So
exactly.
I understand, ladies, I understand that's putting an unfair amount of pressure on you but goddamn it, y'all the ones with the pussy. Damn it, this is society, this is the real world. Y'all the ones that got the goddamn slit, not us. Y'all are born with the goddamn
You know, some of y'all was born with the whole gene, but for the most part, a lot of y'all don't got the whole gene. You know what I'm saying? And we will discuss the whole gene. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I need you to cut the time to fix that.
The whole gene. Some of y'all got the whole gene, and some of y'all don't. But for real, but on average, that's what any scenario, even when you dating, the woman control the tempo of when he's gonna go down. Unless the nigga on some rape shit trying to take some pussy, and whenever it ain't nobody fucking, everybody know the man want to fuck ASAP off top. So basically, it's whenever the woman, whenever the woman want to do it. So
and he have to be a strong man to hold out and just continue to be friends. Because I've had dudes that you know approach me recently since I moved to where I'm at now, and you know that vibe, I didn't have that vibe with them that I wanted to take it to that level. But you know, it was a cool. I can hang out with you vibe, but he said off top, you know, I ain't trying to be your homeboy. I'm trying to be more than that to you. And right there, I had to cut that loose because I knew it wasn't going to go nowhere, and I didn't want to lead him on thinking that it possibly could. So that's up to him if he still want to be cool with me or if he want to just quit talking to me.
But listen.
And as of right now, he's still being cool with me.
But listen to what I'm saying. Listen.
But listen
to what I'm saying. I'm talking about when the dude... You already said, look, we ain't gonna be cool, and the nigga was already like, okay, fuck it, it's all good, it ain't a thing, and he still be cool, and y'all just cool. Y'all made an establishment. You look, we ain't gonna go to that right there. That's not what it's gonna be. But y'all, okay, so he agreed. He said, okay, y'all ain't gonna be cool no more. I mean, y'all ain't gonna go there, and now y'all just friends. Y'all go, y'all done hung or whatever. You can't do that. That can't happen.
You know what I mean? Somebody else.
Right. But once you get in a relationship, now say y'all already been like that, and y'all been like that for years. This your motherfucking dog. Y'all go out, y'all hang together, y'all have a good time. Y'all already established a long time ago that you just ain't his type, and he ain't your type, and blah, 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 and that's it. So, but he still say, okay, well, I can respect that. We still can be motherfucking cool, though. And for years, y'all cool as a motherfucker. And now you get with a motherfucking nigga, and all of a sudden this nigga like, yo, fuck that shit. I don't give a fuck, nigga. But you already know it ain't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a trust issue that nigga got with you. He don't trust you. He don't trust that you. He don't trust that you already listened. You already done broke it down to this nigga. You done already said, listen, man, I've been cool with this nigga for years. We done already had the discussion years ago. He ain't tried me since. It ain't gonna go down. We good. So now you got a boyfriend, and now the motherfucking boyfriend tell you, look here, man, fuck that. I don't give a fuck.
So your friend should understand. If they a friend, look.
I know they would, but you still go... They gonna understand. They your friend. They ain't gonna be like,
they
oh, why you tripping?
Yeah.
They gonna understand. But I'm saying that don't necessarily make it the right thing to do that you should have to do that.
What the fuck else?
You feel what I'm saying?
I think you should be, once you get in a relationship, you should be more moderate with what you're doing. Of course, how we was hanging out before, we ain't gonna be hanging out like that because I got a dude now. So I'm gonna have respect for him. Me and him still gonna be cool, me and my homeboy. But I'm not gonna be doing the same things with you, hanging out with you all the time like I was before. And
right.
You're going to have to understand, this my homeboy. We've been cool for however long. You need to understand that if you got trust issues, you need to take care of that yourself. Because guess
right.
what? When you go, he's still going to be here.
Are
right. You going to take right. care of that?
What you mean?
If she was your girl and she told you what she just said, look, no, that's my... No, don't care a shit. No. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you all
know. I'm just saying. Because I don't trust that nigga. That's why. It ain't got nothing to do with my baby. Baby, I love you, baby. It ain't got nothing to do with you, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What's happening, partner?
You know what I mean? It's that nigga I don't trust. That's my thing. Fuck the nigga. I don't trust the nigga. I think the nigga really
but
still trying to get
But you trust her. You said she got control.
I know. But I know still, even
no,
though.
No, you contradicted yourself.
Even, no. Even if she ain't going to do it, I know every time she walk by with that ass, because if she my girl, she going to have that ass.
That ass.
You know what I'm saying? Every time she walk
him,
by with that ass, you know what I'm saying? I know
every
nigga
time looking. You see him,
I know
you
know
he
looking.
Think about him bashing her. Every time
you know what
you see
saying?
Him, he like, I mean,
man,
think about
nah, I know he thinking about I know he thinking about it. He might not even goddamn try, but I know he thinking about it. He want to mash it. I know you want to mash it, nigga.
Female
I only want you to be around. I don't even want my girl to be around a nigga that won't. No,
are you serious?
I'm just saying. I only want my girl to be around a nigga that I know want to mash her. I know this nigga want to fuck you. Come on, man. I know you ain't gonna do it, baby. I love you. I trust you.
Yeah,
man.
Hey, I love you. I ain't saying, but Yeah, my brother kind of sensitive. He real soft right now. He real soft right now.
Hey, look, I love that you, but I don't trust that nigga.
I don't give a fuck.
Fuck that nigga. I don't trust that dude. That's my whole thing. It ain't even got to do with
and
my lady.
I don't trust that bitch. So what's the
Come
difference?
On, man. You know, already
I don't
know,
trust
man.
That
I don't give a fuck. Hey, I just told
you. All right, caller. All right, I appreciate you calling in, babe.
If he want to fuck, he just want to fuck.
What time for the 850 checking in? I appreciate that. All right?
All right.
Thank you.
Don't motherfucking cross me, nigga. That's all I'm saying. I don't give a fuck about that shit. Don't motherfucking cross me, though.
So you saying you don't give a fuck your girl at home?
For what?
For what?
Shit.
Because you probably mad at three bitches on the side. That's why you probably mad at three bitches on the side anyway. Fuck it. Now let me
that's
stop here.
What I'm
somebody
about.
Might be listening.
That's what I'm talking
somebody
about.
Might be listening. I don't know, nigga.
I don't give a fuck though. She got a male friend, man. You know that shit don't bother me like that, man.
Man,
I learned a long time ago. I was fucking with a motherfucking broad, man, and you know I walked in. You know, Blue, I already told you about that shit though. You know,
yeah, that
I walked
shit is
in.
Funny. That shit is funny.
He was fucking her.
Mashing.
Mash!
I couldn't understand. I don't see how you still really free, nigga. How you still on the street? Nigga! Bitch! And enter the clip again! In the bed? In your crib?
Hey, no, we went in my house. It wasn't in my crib. It was in her crib.
I don't give a fuck.
But you know, I still had that thing
key.
In my hand.
You had a key?
Yeah, I had a key.
Bitch, that's your crib too. Fuck that shit. I killed that hoe.
But I told her, hold on.
I might snap.
But I told that motherfucker when she gave me that key, though. Hey, you know what this means when you give me this key? I can come and go and I bleed. She's still in that fucking nigga.
Damn, man. How you felt when you walked in on that shit,
that's
dog?
That whole gene.
How what?
How you felt when you walked in
well,
on
you
that
know
shit?
How I felt?
That shit cut deep in it, dog.
What?
See, that's why he said it don't matter him because he's damaged. He hurt.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He just hurt trying
what?
To. She in denial about this shit.
I ain't in denial. Yeah, if I take my shirt off, you see that wound on the back, that's scar for your back.
That nigga hurt me. That nigga hurt. That shit hurt that nigga. That nigga see the star. That's probably why he's riding on the chain. That nigga probably be riding on the chain.
Hey, man. Shit, it is what it is, though.
That's
you
fucked
know?
Up, my nigga.
You live and you learn. You know, that's how I do it.
Damn. That's fucked up right there. Huh. I see one of the officers in check back in.
Shit, she got 10 niggas, friend.
Hey, Colonel Shay.
Just don't cross
What's
me.
Up?
What's happening?
Oh, ain't nothing. Ain't nothing.
What's going on? You been listening? You know what we're talking about?
Man, I know the subject of today, but actually I just logged on. Man, my ass overslept.
Well, it's all good. Ain't nothing wrong with that shit. You got to get your sleep. You got to get your work in. Check this out. We're talking about can males and females, A, can they be friends? Both of them are attractive. Ain't there one of them hard to look at? You know what I'm saying? Can they just be friends without it going down? And would you let your boyfriend have a female friend? You know
Hell
what I'm saying?
No, to the answer to the second one right
see?
There.
What?
That's
wait
what
a minute. Wait. Okay. Let's answer. You got to answer the questions in order first. Answer the first part.
Right.
Do you have a male friend that you done had that you ain't never fucked? That's the first question. And he ain't ugly or nothing. You just, y'all friends. Y'all just don't go there.
Oh, he ain't ugly or nothing?
Yeah.
Well...
That's a no, Shay.
Yeah, yeah. She done fucked all her cute friends. All right. That's for you, Shay. Shay, this is for you, Shay.
He had to throw that he ain't ugly or nothing part in there. I'm like, well,
That's for you. You can't even have a cute friend. You can't even control yourself, Shay. The damn Shay.
He ain't supposed to count.
No, see,
oh, wait a minute.
What happened was,
what happened?
Nah, well, I think
you
I probably do have a couple, but I wouldn't necessarily consider them cute, and I can't honestly say that they had not want to hook up with me. It just hasn't been the other way around.
Oh, well, listen, everybody that's listening and calling, listen, we already established that 9 out of 10 times the nigga going to be the one who do want to go there. And you know, the female is the ones that can keep a cap on that shit. If you want to attract the female, listen, man. Unless you a fag, basically, if you see a female and attract the female, you know what I'm saying? You it's in your genes and your genetic makeup to goddamn think a sexual thought about that motherfucker.
Females do the same thing. That's what I'm saying. Females do the same thing. If you got a
but y'all woman, don't act on it like men.
It don't matter.
Y'all
this,
are different.
Hey, this 2010.
Unless you got the whole G,
it's
y'all are
different. It's 2010.
Hey, it is 2010.
It's 2010.
But see, I had this little situation before, too, because, you know, it was, like, all cool. It was all good until there was that one night, you know, had a little bit too much to drink. And dude tried to get a little bit too friendly, and I was like, "Whoa!"
And then.
No, it didn't pop off like that. See, I had to let the friend go because you know he kept on, and I was like, "Damn, you know how I'm trying to like get this point across that we just friends, we just gonna be friends. Don't be trying nothing extra. Ain't never gonna be nothing extra." And it wasn't that he was like, you know, really ugly. I just wasn't feeling him like that. We was just friends.
He might have been really cute and fine to somebody else.
I mean, but I just didn't see him like that. We was just cool. We was just people.
All right. So you basically already answered the first one. Your man definitely can't have a female friend. No, huh?
Well, you know, no, because I had a situation I tried it before, and you know, being
you were a little bit too friendly.
So
you
from the past.
What do you mean? Did they fuck or not?
Yeah, they fuck.
So you saw it. Your opinion, your opinion is biased because you have been scarred by a past event.
Well,
you feel what I'm saying?
Maybe that is because I know personally I do have some friends that I haven't went there with, so I know it is possible. However, when it's the male that has the friends, I don't think that's necessarily possible. I mean, if the female is like saying no, you know, keep it cool, that's cool. But I don't know, y'all ain't strong like that. I don't think y'all
I know. I said that already. I said we're going to be the ones to break, nigga. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But
Hold on.
But I did say, P. Red said his goddamn friend for 8 years busted open for him, nigga, and he walked out. I don't know what they do those. You know what
I mean? Because he already said she was fucking out of home, girl.
I need him to be my friend.
I don't know. I don't know.
I walk out too. You gonna show me to put the suit?
No, but for real. Look, I got two friends. Like I said, I had a female roommate that I had for years, and we never did go there.
We already established.
I got a female friend right now that I ain't never tried, and I'm still friends with her. And actually,
he got a trust
friends,
issue. He already
friends,
said he got a trust issue.
I was friends with her, but I know.
No, because he said he was bashing her home girl. So why are you gonna fuck up all the friends?
But he still went fuck. I know he went fuck these.
That's her. We talking about the roommate.
He already said he would like to think that it happened, but I know him, so he was fine. And she was attractive.
My roommate was attractive. I mean, she was.
But he already said he didn't want to fuck up. Being able to fuck all her friends.
No,
she was gonna
touch me.
No, that's not what I said.
I said I was.
I said that wasn't the reason why I didn't do it. The reason why I didn't do it because that
I'm
was
telling
my partner.
You that's the reason why.
You can't tell me what the
I'm
hell I
telling
didn't
you
do,
because
man. How you gonna tell me? You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
y'all
gonna
respect her gangs.
You know what
I'm saying?
You better do.
Boy, I tell you what.
Hey,
this nigga hard.
I've heard it from dudes. The best wingman you can have is a chick. I mean, that's.
Oh, whoa,
what?
Oh, yeah, one thing about it, if you got a female friend you cool with, she will bring you way more pussy than your partner will.
Yeah, I'm telling you, because I've been out and about, like, you know, with my friends and stuff like that, and they will get, like, mad play just from my association. I mean, I'm just like, what the hell? Where's mine?
Bring them girls.
Where's your what? What the hell you want? What you want? You the wingman.
You know what I'm saying? When I'm out with them, you know, I'm pulling out, like, all the chicks for them. It's like, you know, but, you know, dudes, it ain't like the same thing. You know, it's like, ain't no dude going to sit up there and try to...
Hold on. Let me... Well, you set yourself up for failure because it's a respect thing around this bitch. Unless that nigga, all the motherfucking 100% know that you ain't with him or whatever, he got to check that scene out. Now, after he peep the scene and he see you putting him on a whole bunch of other hoes, a nigga might try you. But ain't no real nigga. If you with another real nigga, ain't no another real nigga finna come up and just goddamn and holler at you and step to you while this nigga standing right there by you.
It ain't gonna happen.
Where they do that? That's how niggas get shot, killed, punched in their face. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you do that, nigga. Huh?
Yeah!
That's what's waiting. Period.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't no,
that's just a man thing right there. But once he, if a nigga realize and can peep the scene, he be like, oh, that's just, obviously, they just cool like that right there. A nigga might walk up and be like, you know what I'm saying? This your man, y'all together. You know what I'm saying? And if you be like, nah, that's my brother, that's my partner, then he going to go all in. You feel what I'm saying? So you got to let it be known if you out with that man and y'all just in that friend capacity. You have to goddamn make it be known to the rest of the niggas in the club that that's what it is. You can't be sitting over there up next to him the whole night. You feel what I'm saying? You know, and you know, you gotta bring him some bitches, over there to dance with. You feel me? And all that bullshit. Let the rest of the niggas know that, okay, this is, must be his home.
Bring some bitches over
there. Yeah, nigga. Bring some bitches over there. No, I'm saying,
but you know what the problem with that is, though? Let me tell you.
That's the best part of going out with your homegirl. She's going to be like, I'm going to be with my brother. Yeah, this is my, hey. Then later on, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's what happened. Because, you know,
now being in the red room might be
that's the homegirl. You know what I'm saying? That's how it go down.
But what happened, though, like, when, you know, you out there, and, you know, y'all hanging or whatever, and you're trying to pull chicks for them, and then some of the chicks you're trying to pull for them be trying to holler at you.
Well, damn, if you don't go both ways, then you got to let them motherfuckers know ASAP, bitch.
Well, old girl look like she more interested in you. I was like, well, I'm not about to fuck her, so you might want to step up your game.
Damn. But Are you talking about in the bay? I need to go back home. I don't know, man. I don't know what's up with that. I don't know. But you obviously have trust issues with women.
No, she know what the fuck.
I don't have trust issues. That's just a situation. That was a situation. So I have to keep my guard up for that because I mean I know there's gonna be some messy bitches and you know and like I said.
Well, every nigga. See, that's what I'm saying. As a man, let me tell you, listen, man. Let me tell you why. And I don't want to, she finna sit here and tell me it's a double standard, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to fuck that shit. Let me tell you why it's a double standard.
This is a situation of a double standard right here.
Hold on. You're right. This is a double standard. Let me tell you why. Because, because the reason is, you know, like I said already, 9 out of 10 times, a nigga going to want a match. So as a man, it's not that I don't trust my motherfucking woman. I don't trust that nigga. I'm telling you, man, it's more about the nigga than it is
and
about her.
And
me,
it's more about the female. Females do the same thing. They do the same thing.
We can walk away. See, dudes, y'all already done said, you know, somebody going to offer up some heads, they're going to take it, you know. It ain't necessarily
but
the
hell,
same
somebody
thing,
offer up
know?
Some face, put it in there.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Depending on what the teeth look like, though,
she
can't
have them. She'll be a flex, so they can't even take it. She's flexing.
You see what I'm saying?
She's flexing. Fellas, I don't know what you got to do to get that pussy, but I bet you got to be jumping off Jupiter or something.
Well, I tell you what.
You know what I'm saying? Because she ain't coming out that
motherfucking
pussy,
Father.
Love, she
loves.
I love her face. Y'all love hands.
You're right.
Like,
everybody
love
hands. Everybody, hey.
Shit.
Ain't nothing wrong. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah,
I ain't mad at
you.
I love getting my dick up.
Yeah,
I can't even see myself being with her. I can't be. Hey, just like old girl.
Hey, what? That motherfucker stupid. She said, the head with the ears on it.
The head with the ears on it.
God damn.
Oh,
hearing it out.
These fucking K100 women.
K100.
That's what's up. K100 women. They begin it in.
I know.
All right, Shay.
That's
it. All right. We coming up to the end of the show.
Oh, this is
the hell brain. Damn it, man. The hell wrong with him. I'm going to a song.
What's right with me?
Blizzum, off the wall.
but still got a discography. I'm the bastard that's natural about the game. I love garbage ass, no, can't stop my flame. You know, say, nigga, I'm so sick of the slang that I deliver, give you two takes for speaking my name.
Like how I ended that shit. Yeah, that was your boy, man. That was from the last album, Unlisted. I'm finna hurt him with the cinema on me. You dig? But that was Off the Wall. Had the goddamn had that small chronic break. Listen, so we back, man. Alright? We're coming up to the end of the motherfucking show. We gotta get up out of here. We're gonna take a couple more callers before we get off the motherfucking air. Tonight's motherfucking subject
is,
can males and females just be friends? Goddamn it. And will you let your goddamn, will you let your woman or your man, you know what I'm saying, have a quote-unquote female friend, or you like, fuck that. Keela says,
hell no.
P-Red says,
hell yeah. Yeah, dig, nigga.
I say fuck that.
Hey,
I wish a bitch would. I'm going to murk that hoe.
Man, get your motherfucking goddamn game right now. You know what I'm saying?
No, I let her have a female. For real, but like I said, once again, I don't trust a nigga. It ain't about trusting my bra, but I know a nigga going to want to mash. God damn it, because I don't fuck with no halfway bras. My bras going to be on jet. A nigga going to want to mash. A nigga going to want to mash. Nigga want to mash. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, like I said, we had different scenarios. Keisha talking about her man was on the phone with his bitch all night talking. Where the fuck they do that? That's different.
Hey.
You feel what I'm saying?
I mean,
we talking about just, this is like a homeboy every now and again. I ain't got no. Say what?
That's why he an ex-husband.
Shit, but she put up with it for a minute, though. Don't get it twisted.
She did for me.
She did for a long time.
All right. We're going to the 718.
That's you, Nickel.
718 on the line. Get at me.
What up, what up?
What's happening?
What's good? What's good with you, Blizzard?
What's up? Hey, yo, this Game Hunter?
Yeah, no doubt. What's good, y'all?
What's happening, my nigga? What's happening? My partner, Game Hunter, calling in. Yeah. Hey, yo. The homie, listen, everybody listen to the show. This is the homie Game Hunter. He has a blog talk radio show too, my nigga. He does underground hip hop on his shit. He spends, you know, we spend music here, but he spends a lot more music. He be letting niggas call in, spit flows, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You got to check him out. Game Hunter, what's up, my nigga?
Yo.
Go ahead and get it. Yo, get the people your goddamn address, you feel me? A lot of them, they already know about blog talk because they already fucking with your boy over here. But goddamn, go ahead real quick and shout your shit out for me, my nigga. I'll show you that love real quick before we get into it.
All right, everybody, I'm about to drop a new mixtape. It's called Success is the Best Revenge. Slots is available. Get at me, Game Hunter DVD at yahoo.com. I'm on everything, Twitter, Ustream, MySpace, This is 50, and also Facebook. When you send your tracks in, tag it Success is the Best Revenge, so I know you went in on the track. Video work, I'm on deck. Team Striz is a movement. Dink De Niro, Big Bully, One Team, One Dream. Game Hunt that. You know what I'm saying? My man Blizzum getting it in on the blog talk show. You heard?
Right. So yo, hey homie. Hey, check this out. You think niggas and females can goddamn just be cool without end up fucking at some point?
It depends, man, because males and females is like dice. They're going to be friendly with everybody regardless because you can't leave the planet. So they're going to fuck with each other regardless. Friends or no friends.
So you saying it's really impossible just to have a female friend that you ain't really trying, that you ain't going to fuck at some point?
Nah, because you can, but then again, you can.
She don't want to fuck you, then it ain't gonna go down, but you gonna always want to mash her, right, basically?
Nah, not really, because, like, I got a female friend, like, we used to trap together, all kind of shit, and I just, I done fought people with her, like, I be fighting a motherfucker bitch, jump in and shit, it was my road dog and shit, and she not even a butch or nothing like that, she just a straight up shorty.
Well,
and, you know, I don't know. You know what I mean? I ain't never look at her like that. Like, I be knowing the niggas she fuck with and shit like that. But, you know, it depends. Like, you know what I'm saying? It depends on mad things.
All right. Well, check this out. What if she was your woman? Can your woman have a homeboy that she been knowing from, like, back in the day, nigga? That's been her nigga since, like, yay high, the PS, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Can she still be cool with that nigga if she your broad?
She could be cool, but that shit gotta have, like, certain parameters and shit.
Like what? They can't hang out every now and again? You got to be there or what? What?
Nah, I mean, like, I don't got to be there, but it got to be, like, certain parameters. Like, when they put that shit on the table, I'm going to prepare the dinner that they can eat. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I feel you.
You might be putting that shit on the table for real.
Yeah,
but listen, if she put it on the table for real, you know what I mean? That's a plus on my part, because when she put the dinner out, I know the money coming.
He a pimp. Yeah, I forgot.
I know
my bad.
Shit. It's
my
gonna
bad.
Be some shit I ain't got to fuck with. You understand what I'm saying? And so somewhere down the line, it's gonna be a bill I ain't gonna have to pay. Some shit I ain't got to buy. So fuck it. He's a plus for the relationship. See, I can't get mad at a motherfucker. Got to keep
I forgot to inform y'all that Game Hunter is a pimp. My bad. Cut that part out. My bad.
He sound like that.
My bad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. One time for the homie. One time for the homie. I hear you blowing on that good over there, nigga.
I was about to say, he choking, man.
Yeah,
he
blowing on that good.
Dying that kid.
My nigga. All right, man. Appreciate you calling in, my dude. You feel me? We're going to make sure we reciprocate that love and call into your show when we can, all right?
All right. That's what it is. I'm chilling. I ain't doing nothing. I'm chilling out.
All right.
Listening to the music, seeing what's going on. Representing, player.
All right, man. Appreciate it, homie.
All right.
Yeah, so we basically got a general consensus, man. I guess it just can't go down, man. I guess you just can't trust a nigga. You can't trust a bitch. Fuck it. Everybody like, fuck that. They don't fuck that. They can't do it. They gonna fuck. They gonna do it.
You can trust me, ladies. You can trust me.
Trust you to hit that pussy? Yes, sir.
You can trust me, baby.
I don't know, man. I mean, I know I've been really, let me go ahead and just shoot myself in the head. Because I really have been kind of contradicting myself, because I do feel like, fuck that, I don't really want my woman to have no male friend like that, really, honestly. But I've got a female friend that I never went there with, man, so I don't know. But like I said, my thing is, hell yeah, nigga. That's
I ain't
my
talking
dog.
About Biz.
Who?
Biz.
Biz.
I'm
Biz.
Not talking
Biz.
About
Biz. Yeah, nigga still talk. Hell yeah, we still cool. Hell yeah, that's my nigga. Damn right. Yeah,
I'll come here butt naked one day and mash your
No, not mashing it.
With
I'm
a trench
off.
Coat, with a trench coat.
Walking off, I'm not mashing,
it.
No. She can't get the dick. No, she can't get it.
You hear that?
I know that sounds crazy coming from Blizzard.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I know that sounds crazy coming from Blizzard, but no. They can't get it. I ain't gonna mash it. I'm gonna have to be. Now, let's just say this clear. We don't need to have no alcohol and weed in the premises.
See?
You know what I'm saying? You know alcohol and weed make you do outlandish shit. But I really don't think I have much.
No,
I don't think I ever. Yeah, nigga. Yeah.
You a
master. No, I really don't. No. I like to think that I won't.
You
I really
would like
don't. And I never
that.
Have. You know
you
what I'm saying?
Like
I never tried. They never tried me. I never tried them. And you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
That's why
I
was going to motherfucking go down. That nigga ain't got to fuck them, but he going to fuck everything else. It's just y'all two ladies you won't kick in. 2,000 feet, I don't think he had no more friends. He's not trying to fuck.
No, but I don't think I
who won't, though?
But I mean, I know I've been kind of contradicting myself.
What, you want friends that you don't want to fuck?
I don't
want
to have to fuck them, no.
Who?
What you say? What y'all,
I have
y'all be having sideball conversations all fucking night.
Y'all
having
no sideball conversations.
Y'all hosting the damn show.
I have some friends that I don't want to fuck. And they can look
I'm
right.
Somebody else.
No,
I,
what
I
said
like
was.
Food.
No, what I told the ladies that them the only two friends you gonna have that you not gonna fuck. Anybody else that wanna be your friend, you gonna get motherfucking mashed. It's 2000.
No, that's true. I got other friends. I'm just saying, I've been friends with them for years and never. This been years, man. That was gonna go down. That shit would have went down. This been years and it doesn't happen.
It ain't never too late.
You feel what I'm saying? But like he said, like if you're right, like P. Ray said, the goddamn his homegirl bust that pussy open. Eight years, man.
Eight years, and she just busted open like nigga
Hill.
Hey, and I'm talking about it when it wasn't no weed, no nigga. That was last night. You know what I'm saying? It was the next day.
Right.
She done took a shower, went in the room, and everything was like, hey, could you bring me this out the bathroom? And I'm like, yeah. I'm thinking she got clothes on. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, she laying there, pillows hiked up on the back of her head, legs spread, man. Not two fingers, but both hands, nigga. Like, hey. let me get that.
You didn't mash it.
No, I didn't mash it, man. I was kind of scared too, man. You know?
Kill yourself, nigga.
I ain't looked at you for eight years.
You should have mashed it. No, I'm just bullshit. No, you shouldn't have mashed it, dog.
I couldn't do that.
I'm just bullshit, man. You should have mashed it, dog. You did the right thing, my nigga.
And everybody know I ain't.
You did the right thing, my nigga.
Everybody know.
You did the right thing.
I know, hey, and another reason I didn't, nigga, I know plenty of niggas that had, though. Nigga, I didn't want the pussy, really.
See, that's the difference when you
I didn't
want
even
that.
Want the pussy, though.
If it was a pussy you wanted, spread, nigga,
nah,
you would have gone.
Eight years.
You
would
have Superman in that shit. Man, what the fuck out here?
Hold on, come and say,
hey, look,
Shay.
Everybody pussy ain't going to be like your pussy.
Shay.
You think every nigga's going to want to hit you.
Hey.
You
know?
What's up, Shay? What you got to say, Shay? You got like 3 minutes. We got 2 minutes, baby. Go ahead. Run it down.
He rag over there on that pussy etiquette.
Hey. I said, hold on. That was my dog. I said, huh.
Oh. I was gonna rep a disclaimer. You know, my man can have a friend. You know, no new friends. Now, if they've been friends like forever, you know, they can be cool. And if she ain't cute, they can be cool. It don't matter if I think she's cute.
Oh,
well,
right,
she
right.
Don't think she's cute.
That was part of the.
Well, I know. Well, hold on. First of all, that nigga ain't gonna tell you if he thinks she cute. You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna be like, oh, I think she's cute.
Oh, you can tell.
Really?
You can tell.
Really? Really, nigga? The
yeah.
Nigga really ain't gonna tell you that, my nigga.
Man,
really.
We don't fuck with
now. You ain't got to tell. They gonna say, you know, if you know your man, you can tell what he's attracted to. I mean, if he,
I do know
by the way he look at her.
Hey,
hey,
I know some niggas who got some goddamn, you know. Nice looking women, but they be mashing all kind of trash
that
out here.
What I'm
in the street, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying, but if it's your man, you can tell what your man is attracted to.
What's
I mean, if you can
one?
Tell by how he talked to her. You can tell by how he talked to her if he attracted to her.
Man, all right, man, y'all tripping, man.
I done gave him a disclaimer. Now I can't give him no more. I done gave him a disclaimer. That's all I can give him.
I appreciate it, Shay. Yeah, that's
all right.
That's one last disclaimer. All right. So, we're coming to the end of the show, man. We're about to wind out. The lady finna tell me in my ear in a minute. I got like a minute left of some shit. And there that bitch go. As soon as I called her, that bitch said, I got 19 seconds. So, we getting ready to wind down the show, man. Appreciate everybody that called in, the anonymous callers, and the people that did get a name. One time for the A50 and everybody who called in for the first time. One time for my nigga Game Hunter. You dig? What's
he sound real good, by the way.
Uh-oh.
I'm loving his voice.
Ooh.
That
Game Hunter, you hear that nigga?
Can get the pussy, though.
Damn it, man.
Game Hunter,
I think it sound like a pimp. Game Hunter, real quick. Hey, Game Hunter, you on the air. Hot on real quick. I got 30 seconds, nigga.
What's up?
Hey, she said, what's up, nigga? What's happening?
You tell me, yo. You talk to me, yo. You can hit the page on the MySpace, you know what I mean? MySpace.com/bedroomthug. Hit that up. It's only
females. I'm the thug missus.
All right, my nigga. I got to sign up. I got to sign up. All right. Yo, that nigga went in promotion mode. Anyway, nigga, that's a real hustle, nigga. Yo, K100, man. Fuck with me, man. Monday through Thursday, 8 o'clock p.m., man. We doing it over here. Shouts out to everybody that called in, man. One love. Appreciate that. We out.